Earlier this week, I started to get a whole bunch of text messages and emails and people tagging me on social media roughly around the same time, and I was wondering, what in the world is going on? Then I looked at it, and I guess a very important news release had happened in some people's eyes, that Bluebell and Dr. Pepper had partnered for a new ice cream flavor. And all these messages came to me from people saying, Father Charlie, have you heard that there's a new Bluebell ice cream flavor that's Dr. Pepper flavor? I have to admit, I had not heard it until all the people told me. I was ignorant, but then they helped me out of my ignorance by knowing something that I didn't know before. Now, the reason I share that is the word ignorant means to not know something. Sometimes in our society, I think it can have a negative connotation. But at its core, it means when we don't know something. And during this Easter season, we have been reflecting on the spiritual works of mercy. And as a reminder, the spiritual works of mercy are those ways that we see how people can suffer emotionally or spiritually, and we desire to do various works to help grant relief to any of that suffering that they have, again, either emotionally or spiritually. And as we conclude this message series on the spiritual works of mercy, today we reflect on the spiritual work of mercy to instruct the ignorant. And again, as I just mentioned, sometimes we can have a negative connotation to the word ignorant, but it just means someone who does not know yet. And if we don't know something and no one has instructed us, then either we have to find it out ourselves or wait until someone instructs us or tells us about that thing that we did not know before. And I know there have been moments in my life, and I'm sure there have been moments in your life as well, where sometimes you were like, why didn't anyone tell me about this? Sometimes there are ways that we wish someone had told us and no one had instructed us. They'd allowed us to stay in that place of unknowing, that place of ignorance, rather than instructing us, rather than helping us to know that thing that we did not know before. Now, it's also true that sometimes someone tries to instruct us of certain things, and we're not quite ready for that instruction, and we have to learn it either from someone else later on, or we have to learn it ourselves. Some lessons even can take many years or decades. I know that many times a common experience when someone becomes a parent and starts to parent, they then will share and say, oh, that's what my parents were trying to teach me so many years ago. So there can be moments of our life where sometimes it just doesn't click until a certain moment of time in our lives. And especially when we talk about the spiritual life, it's important that we have teachers. We have individuals who help us to learn things about God that we did not know before. The first way that we come to know God when we're a child and as we grow older is through our parents, through those that are closest to us. They are our first instructors. It's why in the baptism rite, there's actually a certain portion where the priest or deacon that is officiating, celebrating the baptisms, will ask the parents, do they clearly understand what they are taking on, meaning the obligation to instruct their children, to instruct their godchildren, and to help them to come to know God and to grow deeper in their relationship with God. The challenge I find sometimes we can have is that if we have not yet received sufficient teaching or instruction in certain things, it's hard for us to teach others. We can't pass on what we ourselves do not yet have. That's why it's always a good thing for us to ask ourselves, how do we continue to allow people to instruct us, to teach us? How do we continue to learn? Even as a priest, each year I try to be very careful about making sure that I'm doing continuing education, that I continue to have opportunities to learn on various different topics or matters so that I still have places where I am ignorant, where I do not know enough, and I need people to continue to teach me, to help me to understand and to learn things that I haven't yet learned before. So it's good for us especially to be aware of our need to continue to grow through continuing education and how we have an opportunity and responsibility to pass on to others what we have been taught as well. Now, in today's gospel, we hear what's called commonly the Great Commission. And as a reminder, the Great Commission is, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Now, I find with the Great Commission, many times people are aware of the first part, about that we are called to baptize all the nations in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But I find that later part, again, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, sometimes is the part that we're not as aware of. Our Lord in the Great Commission basically gives the mission statement or the purpose of the church, that we are called to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and we are called to teach them to observe the commandments of the Lord. So this spiritual work of mercy, of instructing those who do not yet know and instructing the ignorant, is one that is a very important part of the Great Commission. And so it's important if we seek to make disciples to help people to come to know Christ, and if we want to continue to grow as disciples of God, to allow ourselves to be instructed, but also to pass on the instructions that have been given to us as well. We all know that when you really know something, you can teach it. And there's a greater level of knowing. Anytime I teach a class on any topic, I always find that in the process of preparing for that class, I learn things that I didn't quite grasp maybe the first time. And as I pass it on to others, there's a deeper level of understanding and knowing that comes to me. So again, even as we instruct, there's a way that we ourselves are instructed as well. And on this ascension of the Lord, our Lord reminds us that he will be with us always, and that he's going to send an advocate to be with us. The advocate, of course, being the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, the one who will especially be remembering next weekend when we celebrate Pentecost. But we forget sometimes that Jesus, as the second person of the Trinity, is the Word of God. Of the three persons of the Trinity, Jesus especially sought to teach humanity, and he taught his first followers, his first disciples, the apostles, things that were then passed on throughout the years to all of us as well. But then the Holy Spirit is that Spirit of God that helps us many times to understand those teachings that maybe were not grasped at first. It's always fascinating to me that even though Jesus' closest followers were taught by him directly, they didn't grasp certain things. It's like it didn't click entirely until they received the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. And it's really when they receive the Holy Spirit on Pentecost that they begin to instruct. I've always wanted the cliff notes to the homily that St. Peter preached after Pentecost when he converted 3,000 people on the spot. Must have been some homily, right? For that kind of a conversion to happen. But there's that way that the Holy Spirit especially helps, enables us, empowers us, gives us a special grace of instruction and of understanding as well. So while Jesus is especially the teacher, the Holy Spirit is the one who empowers us and helps us to be able to pass on those teachings to others. Now, sometimes we can think to ourselves, I'm no teacher. Honestly, I'll be honest that my charisms are not always aligned the best with teaching. I don't have a teaching charism per se. One of my good friends, Father John Kim, who you all know, has a teaching charism. That was very apparent to us in seminary when we started to do various teaching classes in our learning process, that he just had a natural gift for that. But what I've learned over the years is I certainly can be a teacher, but it usually I will teach best in areas where I have certain gifts or charisms. This is an important thing for us to understand with this particular spiritual work of mercy, because sometimes we'll think to ourselves, I'm not really a teacher. And that might be true in the sense that you don't have a charism of teaching. Some here are just natural teachers. You could teach about anything and it would click to people because it's a special way that the Holy Spirit has blessed you from the moment of your birth, that you just have that natural gift of teaching. But it's important for all of us to realize all of us can be teachers, especially when we teach in areas that God has given us particular gifts. Someone might not be a teacher in general, but if they had a charism of craftsmanship, they could teach people about how to construct things or how to fix things. They might not be able to teach about another subject matter, but they certainly could teach about one where they have a charism. And all of us have the ability to teach about things of faith because of how the Holy Spirit gives everyone, even those who don't have a natural charism of teaching, the ability to teach on matters of faith as well. So just always remember, if you think to yourself, I'm no teacher, okay, but Holy Spirit, help me to realize that I certainly can teach in the areas of charisms or gifts that you have given me, and I can also teach about matters of faith when I allow you to activate especially the gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit that I was given at my own confirmation. Holy Spirit gives all of us this ability to instruct others, especially in areas of faith, and how much misery or pain could we help people to be prevented from experiencing in their lives if we instructed people who have not yet received that instruction or teaching. Now, after Mass today, we'll have two opportunities that especially connect with this spiritual work of mercy. We'll have an opportunity to sign up to be a catechist. We're working on reshaping our religious education department and of having different opportunities of teaching our students. Kind of the way that we'll be teaching and instructing will be changing, especially in this next year. And so we're especially seeking new catechists. There might be some that might not have felt called previously, but I hope you'll consider going by the table afterwards, hearing about some of the new exciting things we'll be doing, and you might be having a call to especially instruct our young people in matters of the faith. Also, you'll have an opportunity to gain more information about Discipleship U. Discipleship U is the way here at St. Albert the Great, we seek to help adults to continue to learn more and more about the faith by offering different materials. This summer, I'll be offering a summer class on how the Eucharist is a sacrament of healing. And so that will be a four-week series that will be offered for Discipleship U over the summer. But then in the fall, we'll be entering in with a whole group of different classes as well that I'm very excited about. But again, it's a great opportunity to continue to learn more about our faith and to pass on those teachings of the faith to others that we meet. So let us remember today how all of us are called to instruct those who do not yet know certain things, that are ignorant, how we're called to continue to learn ourselves, to allow others to instruct us in deeper ways, and how much pain could be prevented in the world if we did a better job of living out this spiritual work of mercy, of instructing the ignorant.